This morning we're joined here in the studio by Grace McAfee, the Community Wellness Coordinator here in Cass County. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
It's springtime and we want to talk about, I guess you could call this a springtime thing.
Yeah.
Grow Another Row has started their, I guess, their new season.
Yes.
And they have stands available for folks to share what they grow. And we've got new locations, we've got some new stands, we've got all kinds of good things happening,
don't we? Yeah, lots of new this season, which is really exciting. We now have 11 stands out in the community. We also had some changes in location. So our new stand is at the Atlantic Cedar Park to hopefully help those neighbors out and share some produce, get some produce. Our Cumberland stand is now moved to Main Street just by the old Cumberland Telephone Company building. We're hoping that that's more visible for people. They can go to the library, and then right next door is the Grow Another Row stand. And then also a new location is our Messina stand, and that got moved also to their Main Street. It is at the historic gas station, so nicely under an awning, hopefully to protect that produce a little bit better and make it more visible. So very exciting things.
Yeah, those are all the new ones or the moved ones. Do you want to run down the other ones too in case folks forgot?
Yeah, let's roll through that list. So we have our Anita Food Pantry. That stand is just on the north side of their building. The Atlantic Cedar Park again, the Atlantic Library, the Atlantic Midtown Apartments, the Atlantic Mullet Park, Cumberland on Main Street again, Griswold is at the Griswold Methodist Church, Lewis Library, the Marnie Masonic Lodge, Messina Historical Gas Station, and then Wyota, which is very hard to miss, but is at the edge of town by the railroad car, blue railroad cars. Stand.
You bet. So. And these are usually pretty easy to see.
Yeah, they're bright and beautiful. We had six new stands repaired and painted again. So they are blue, purple, orange, yellow, just very easy to see.
Yeah, we don't put them out in the winter, but you would find them in a snowstorm.
Yes,
that's
you would.
For sure.
We did have indoor stands this year, trying to keep that Grow Another Row model going of share what you can, take what you need. We had in New Hope, we had at the Atlantic Library, we had it at the Y, and then the Anita Library also had a shelf as well. So we're just moving those stands outside now.
Okay, well, we've been talking about this for a few years now, but let's go back to the beginning. Grow Another Row. What is the point of that program?
Yes, great question. So this program was started out of someone's beautiful brainchild out in Marnie, and then we kind of continued it out of Cass County. But basically what it is, you know, go ahead when you're planning out your garden, plant that extra row of produce that you know you won't use, but you'd love to share with others, because there are so many people in our community that don't have access to being able to plant their own garden, but fresh and free produce is something that everyone deserves. So they started this program to just continue on that model of take what you can and share what you need, or share what you can, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and honestly, growing another row is pretty, it's not,
yeah.
There's not that big an expense or an effort into
it. Right, just an extra seed packet maybe, but other than that, you're already doing the work. Just something to help your extra neighbors out. I was actually at the Atlantic Library yesterday putting up some signage, and I had a community member stop me and that was just so excited because they don't have a spot to grow produce, and they were really excited that their Grow Another Row stands were back out.
And let's face it, most of us who have friends, and I hope most of us do, but most of us who have friends with gardens,
yes,
we typically get stuff like
yes.
cucumbers, carrots, cabbage, lettuce, salsa,
yeah.
Because Lord knows nobody uses all the tomatoes they grow in the backyard.
Right, yeah. If you have a friend that gardens, usually you get whatever surplus that year. Last year I gave away a lot of tomatoes because they were just surplus in my garden, so.
Yeah, so sometimes you don't even have to grow another row to be generous
right.
like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes it's just a great year.
Yeah, if it's just going to sit there and the rabbits are going to eat it or something, it's, you know, or just rot on the vine because you just can't use it all.
Yeah.
And you've run out of friends to give it to. You have other friends out there, and they would appreciate that because this is a simple program, right? It's
yes.
just drop off and pick up.
Right. There is no tracking. There's no nothing. We just want to make sure that people have access to fresh produce. That's really important. I use this fact a lot of times, but only 7% of Iowans get their recommended daily amounts of fruits and vegetables. So we just want to continue to hopefully get people to eat a little healthier while also just having access to food. So very, very exciting program.
So what are you looking for in these stands?
Good question. So we love basically anything that you can grow in a garden in Iowa is great. We do ask that you try and check the weather a little bit before you put on the stands, especially tonight, because we're supposed to have another frost. So checking the weather before, if it's going to rain, maybe hold off. But yeah, anything you could really grow in a garden, we'd love for you to put on a stand.
And sometimes, especially in the middle of summer, when things get hot and muggy, things may not survive for very long in those stands. So how do people just make regular trips to see if there are items available?
Yes, we do have some regulars that check on our stands quite often. We have some amazing volunteers placed around each community that has a stand, and they go and check on them to make sure things aren't spoiling and going bad on our stands. But usually they get picked up pretty quickly. So.
You know, social media is a thing, too, and the interwebs and stuff. So it would be nice if folks could communicate back and forth that way to let them know they've dropped off.
Absolutely. We have a Facebook page, Cass County Local Foods, and we ask that if you put something on our produce stands that you go ahead and snag a picture and tag us so that way people know there is something there. We usually ask to add a little date because we don't want people to be disappointed if they show up to our stands and there's nothing there. But yeah, we'd love for you to tag us on Facebook.
Now, you mentioned you don't really track it very much, but they're being used.
Yes. Yeah. That's my favorite stories is our volunteers saying, I put out cucumbers at 12 o'clock and they were gone by 1 p.m. So I think that's the best stories we can track. It's just those experience stories with our stands.
So who uses those stands?
Everyone. So I've heard stories from, I'm really good at growing tomatoes, but I cannot grow sweet corn. And so they'll go and put tomatoes on the stand and exchange it out for sweet corn, which is also exactly what we want to see. Use your talents and then take a little hand from someone else too. And then also just someone who doesn't have access or doesn't know how to garden. We'd love for them to use the stands.
I would assume families, especially when you have young children, of course, you want to be feeding them right and getting them started eating properly to begin with. But it would be important to make sure that we have enough out there for folks, especially with families.
Right. We had a family at the library last year, I believe. There was a zucchini on the stand and the child picked it up and yelled, "Mama, Mama, what is this?" And they took it home and I'm guessing they had it for supper the night. So just getting to introduce your kiddos to something else that you might not be able to grow, buy from the grocery store, and it doesn't have a lot of risk for buying it because if they don't like it, it was still free. So it's just a great opportunity to introduce your family to something new too.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about this a little already, but everything has a different shelf life.
Yeah.
So like tomatoes aren't going to last terribly long, but now like cucumbers and things like that that have a tough skin on them, that might last a little longer out there.
Right, right. We do ask that, yes, everything does have a different shelf life. Putting that picture on Facebook really helps out people. And then we ask that you don't wash your produce prior. It just helps it stay on that shelf a little bit longer.
Are there any other rules or guidelines to follow?
Wash your produce if you pick it up. Otherwise, no, just make sure you're respectful of your neighbor. Really, that tagline, take what you need. Take only what your family is going to eat, so that way we can continue to have it for everyone else too.
And just like in the grocery store, you should wash the produce and things when
wash
you get
produce.
It home from the grocery store. So you certainly should do it when you grab it from the stands.
Absolutely.
As well, just to be on the safe side. But how important is a program like Grow Another Row to the overall Cass County health system?
Yeah, this is great. So out of our community health needs assessment, our third priority is healthy eating and active living. There's a lot of things tied to just eating right and staying active, ties to our cancer rates, ties to a lot of our chronic disease rates. So this is super important because it is also hard for us as a rural community to get access to that produce sometimes. So huge benefit. We're so grateful for all the volunteers that allow this program to go on. It cannot just be the Grow Another Row Committee. We have amazing volunteers throughout the community that really want to see this program go because they see the value in it. So,
well, I wish gardening were easy.
Oh, yes.
it's not just throw a seed in the ground and then go harvest it later.
Right.
If you want to see a garden be killed, watch me try to do it. But those who do and enjoy it are very good at it, and
yes,
they're talented. And it's nice that they can share those talents with others who, you know, like me, may not be very good at it. Or, like you said up front, some people just don't have the space. It's
right.
just not, they may not have the time
right.
Because of family obligations and things. It's just the opportunity is just not there for them. So this is a way to share talents.
Yes, and I will add another tagline to that. I don't know if I have the right to, but I'm going to. There are community garden raised beds in our community. We have one in Atlantic at Mullet Park, and you can reach out to the parks director to get that figured out. And then we also have new ones in the city of Oneida. Raised beds that you can rent too. So if you don't have access on your own land, but you love to garden, go ahead and reach out to those communities to get you involved.
Very good. Well, it's just one way that you can support and help out your local community. Right. In a way, you're volunteering.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a nice opportunity for folks to be able to do that. Excellent. Do you want to run down those locations one more time
for folks?
All right,
let's roll. Okay, so we have in the Oneida town, we have the Oneida Food Pantry at 208 Chestnut on that north side of the building. We have Atlantic Cedar Park at 204 Cedar Atlantic. We have the Atlantic Library at 507 Poplar Street, Atlantic Midtown Apartments at 1209 East 8th Street, Atlantic Mullet Park at 1020 East 3rd Street. Cumberland is on, this is our new location, is 121 Main Street in Cumberland. Our Griswold Methodist Church at 100 Cass Street, Griswold. Lewis Library, 412 West Main Street. Marnie Masonic Lodge at 418 2nd Street. And then we have our Messina Historical Gas Station, which is a new location at 203 Main Street. And then finally, Wyota at 108 Pioneer Street.
All right, very good. And with the turn of the calendar to May, these are just now open, so for folks to be able to enjoy, if you have some early season opportunities
yes.
there, you can share those, and those will be available through the growing season?
Yes, absolutely. So we keep them open about until October, until it starts to get really cold. I will have a side note. We do have a few stands that aren't quite out yet. They had some repairs that needed to be done. So we are Oneida and Messina and Wyota stands are not out on May 1st, but they should be out by the end of the day. So they're coming.
All right. Very good. Very good. Grace McAfee with us here this morning, sharing about the opportunity to share. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.